Hi, I'm Ray Hager, standing in for Sam Shadden. Welcome to an all-new edition of Nevada Newsmakers. Today's guest is State Senator James Settlemyer, and we'll be talking about the Republican lawsuit against the tax plan of the democratically controlled Nevada legislature. That's coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail, we help it grow, and we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Hi, welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today is Senator James Settlemyer of Minden, the Senate Minority Leader at the Nevada Legislature. And our topic today, Senator, is the lawsuit that the Republicans have filed, the challenge, the democratically controlled legislature, the extension, the modified business tax, and the $1 technology fee on the DMV transactions. Now, that passed without the two-thirds vote, which is law in Nevada. Any kind of tax increase needs a two-thirds vote. Republicans argue the extensions are tax issues that require a two-thirds vote, yet Democrats say that extending the existing tax only requires a simple majority. And they have a legislative council bureau opinion to back it up. So where do you go from here? I know you filed suit. When will it be heard and where?
Thanks for having me, Ray. I greatly appreciate being able to be on the air today. The issue is really not really the payroll tax, which was 551, and it isn't even the DMV tax, which is 542. The issue really comes down to the Constitution and the Attorney General opinion, or the opinion from legal counsel saying they have the power to do this. That's the thing that we're really arguing about is Constitution. The citizens of the state of Nevada, twice in two elections, by over 70% margins, said that to raise taxes or revenue in any form requires a two-thirds vote of the legislature. All of a sudden, this opinion comes out and it says, no, we really don't need that to, you know, if the tax already existed or if there was a threshold or an exemption, all this was in that legal opinion. They're saying that if they wanted to, they could go into the commerce tax and take it from 4 million to 1 million or 100,000 by a majority vote. They're saying if they want to get rid of an exemption, they can do that by a majority vote. They're saying, by this reasoning, the property tax, which is an 8-3 system, property tax can only go up 8% if you're a business. However, there's an exemption if you're residential down to 3. They're saying they can get rid of that residential exemption at 3 and take everybody to 8 by a majority vote. That to us is clearly a violation of this Constitution that says that any increase in revenue generation period, requires a two-thirds vote.
Okay, Senator, I think that Democrats' argument on this is that this is not a tax increase. It's just keeping a tax that is already in play at the same level. So what we're talking about really is not a tax increase, but a tax decrease, and therefore it does not need a two-thirds vote to be approved.
If you look on the record, we clearly have on the record, when we ask fiscal staff, when we ask the tax department, when we ask the DMV, if this bill passes, how much does it generate to the state revenue? And in 551, they said $98 million will be generated by the passage of this bill. For the DMV, $7 million will be taken from the citizens of the state of Nevada by the passage of Senate Bill 542. It'll generate that much revenue. And the Constitution clearly states that if you generate revenue, it requires a two-thirds vote.
Okay. When will this get its first hearing? What are the steps that we need, which this will probably or maybe possibly end up in the Nevada Supreme Court?
I pretty much guarantee this will end up in the Nevada Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Let's face it, whichever side wins or loses is going to want to appeal this and take it to the Nevada Supreme Court for resolution. Because it is a constitutional issue, it automatically goes to the Supreme Court upon appeal. There's no question of going to the appellate court system. It's just fast track straight to the Nevada Supreme Court. So the motion has been filed. Now it's up to the court to determine the hearing dates and to start figuring out the calendar.
Is that District Court 1 in
Correct.
Carson City?
We filed it in District Court 1 in Carson City. Carson City is the capital, so it seemed like the logical place to file it.
Who are the potential judges that may hear this case?
You have Wilson and you have Russell are the two judges in Carson City.
Do you have a preference?
You know, I think that if you look at both the judges, they're, you know, done a good job. However, consistency-wise, I want a judge that has been more consistent in his rulings, so we'll see what ends up in that discussion.
And who is your legal counsel that's representing you in this?
Mm-hmm. Currently, we have Allison McKenzie has agreed to be our legal counsel. They are representing us. If anyone out there wants to help, they can always go to the Senate Republican website and help donate. It's not cheap to sue the government, especially because they have their own attorneys.
Right. Well, who's paying for this? Where do you get the funding?
I'm the one who signed my name onto the case. Three businesses joined us as well. However, I'm the one who's the ultimate person responsible for the paying of the bill. So that's why, obviously, anybody who wants to help, please send me a check to the Senate Republican Caucus or to my campaign account or PAC, because it has to be funded.
But can you use campaign money for this?
Correct.
Okay.
We're suing in our legal capacity.
Okay. Senator, let's take a break right now. I got a lot more questions for you, but we got to pay some bills.
Sure.
We'll be right back after this with more with Senator James Settlemyer after these few words.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest, of course, is Senator James Settlemyer, the Senate Minority Leader of the State Senate at the Nevada Legislature. We're talking about the lawsuit that challenges the Democrats' budget that was passed without a two-thirds vote for tax increases or revenue increases. Let me put it that way. Do you feel that the LCB gave the opinion to the Democrats that the LCB did, saying that the two-thirds law does not apply in this case, simply because the Democrats were in charge and maybe that's what they wanted to hear?
You know, traditionally when you go to legal counsel, you ask them to find an opinion that satisfies what you're looking for. So do I believe that the majority party had the ability to go to them and seek an opinion that was favorable to what they wish? Yes.
What, can you expand on that? Does that upset you, burn you up that they...
I think that there's a question that there needs to be partisan legal counsel on both sides when you have a situation like this. When you have one house controlled by one party and one house controlled by the other party, these discussions in the past went away because then, at the time, Bill Raggio would say to Barbara Buckley, yeah, don't even try that. And counsel then would have to opine the other side of the legal discussion, where this time it seemed that only one legal opinion ruled the day because obviously we'd made the case that no, this requires two-thirds, as it has required a two-thirds in every single time in the past, and therefore it should require a two-thirds again. So,
well, of course, I could see where you would say this, you know, breaks the law that is in place, because in 2011, 2013, and 2015, the LCB had required two-thirds votes on issues that were very similar to this.
Mm-hmm. All extensions in the past or changes in thresholds or anything of this nature have always required a two-thirds vote under the tax restraint initiative that the citizens imposed. This is the first time that an opinion came out that wasn't necessary. Now, they, of course, tried to liken it to other states that are similar arguments were occurred. However, in those states, their constitutions were rather weak compared to the Nevada Constitution, which is very clear that you require a two-thirds vote to increase revenue, increase taxation, or to generate revenue. So in that respect, I feel very confident in the case. And when this case is successful, it does nothing to the state budget. Because simply put, the state has over $175 million more sitting in the ending fund balance over the 5% requirement. That $175 million will easily pay the $98 million and the $7 million fees that were illegally passed. The illegal tax increases go away. We have more than enough money to cover those expenses. This will not jeopardize any education program or any Nevada government program, period.
Well, Governor Sisolak said just recently that no funding would be harmed even if you win this case. Can
Correct.
You explain that?
Exactly. That's what it did. Is when we win this case, there will be no issue of funding problem for the state of Nevada, because we have more than enough money. And that's what we consistently said during session. Show us a need. Show us that we have a problem in funding. You know, we had almost a 9 to 10% increase in our general fund revenue in the state of Nevada. I mean, I wish I had that in my own personal household income. You know, I haven't had an increase in pay for about 12 years. Of course, it's agriculture. Right. That being said, we had an increase. We had more than enough money. And it's proven by the fact we still have over $175 million extra sitting in that account. And that's not even counting the $400 million in the rainy day fund.
Senator, this whole issue came about because no one in your caucus was willing to go over to the Democratic side and vote for this, which would give them a two-thirds majority, and boom, this lawsuit is a moot point. How did you keep everybody together in your caucus not to vote for this?
You know, it was Everybody in my caucus was sound. They were very solid on the fact they were not violating the Constitution. We're not going to disrespect the voters of the state of Nevada that required a two-thirds vote to raise taxes. They're adamant. They're like, nope, not happening. There was no question about keeping together. We were always firm. We were always solid. Constantly, the governor and other individuals tried to pick off votes, and it just never happened. You know, my caucus come in, yep, this person called me today, that person called me today. Not happening. We're not breaking the Constitution. The citizens put this in, and if they want to change the Constitution, go back to the voters of the state of Nevada. Don't try to do an end run.
Okay, now, Senator, there was a story in the Las Vegas Review-Journal that said that you were willing, or there was discussion about raising the sales tax to meet the demands of the Democrats, and that you were ready to go for that instead of the business tax?
What I told the Democratic Party, show us a need. Show us that there's a huge, you know, show us that there's a shortfall that we don't have the money for. Then we can talk about various taxes that are out there to get that money, whether it's the payroll, whether it's the business tax, whether it's a sales tax, whether it's any form. I'm willing to have that discussion. If you show there's an actual need, that we have a shortage, that we need this money for something, you show us a shortage, and my caucus was willing to have the discussion of not shorting Nevada. But they never could, because we have plenty of money. And that's proven by the fact that there's over $175 million extra in that ending fund balance that they did not allocate to anybody. If they needed more money somewhere, why didn't they allocate the $175 million extra money that's just sitting there?
Okay, let's cut it right there. We got one more segment. We'll be right back with more with Senator James Settlemyer after these few words.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both, but more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest, of course, is Senator James Settlemyer of Minden. He's the Senate Minority Leader at the Nevada Legislature. Good to have you back. Senator, I've been around the legislature covering it for the Reno Gazette Journal since 2002, the 2003 session. And every session that I've covered, public education is the main thing people fight mm-hmm. over. And I've seen record tax increases for public education more than once. I've seen taxes for public education. Everybody's always, you know, public education is my number one goal. But okay, that's a long time. That's almost two decades. And our system still lags, our education system still lags still lags behind many others in the nation. We're ranked in the 50th state or the 48th state for money given to education, or the quality of education in some instances. Why hasn't the needle of K-12 education moved more with that increase in money over the past decade or so?
Yeah, I appreciate the question. If you look at it, 58% of the state budget goes to K-12 and higher ed. Education will always be, has always been, will be our number one focus. Why doesn't the needle move? I think we need more personal choice. I think we need to get more parental involvement. Best way for me, in my opinion, to do that is to have choice within that, whether that be opportunity scholarships, educational savings accounts, something to get the parents more involved, to where they actually feel they have a choice in where they take their kid, have the money follow the kid a little bit. You know, we keep giving more and more money to the existing system, and it doesn't work. We're not moving the needle, as you just indicated. So we need to look at that needle. One of the things that we'd come forth last year is a bill that unfortunately never got a hearing, was to increase the starting pay for teachers. If you look at Clark County, we have shortage year after year after year. We're not talking 5-10 teachers. We're talking hundreds of teachers were short every year in Clark County. So we discussed raising the starting salary from $40,000 to $45,000, rather than doing the teacher pay increase necessarily, or use the excess money that we, you know, have in the state to create that situation where you have starting pay at $45,000 to try to encourage teachers. Because at this point, many times, it's not a question about, I mean, it'd be great to have the best educator in the world. I have a degree in education myself. It's not about having the best of the best. Sometimes it's about having a body there. Because right now, with the string of substitutes, in my opinion, it's kind of hard for a class to have consistency and congruency, considering that the teachers switch all the time because they're just basically subs or permanent subs. So we're looking for a way to attract more starting teachers out there in order to harvest that new energy. You know, when you first come out of school, you're really motivated and energized, and try to get some new teachers into the system and to have less of the substitute problems that we have. And unfortunately, again, that bill wasn't even granted a hearing.
Yeah, but trying to get more teachers into Clark County, they've been trying to do that for almost 20 years, Senator.
But if you looked, when we had it from 37 and we went to 40,000, we saw an increase in the number of people who came to our state as new teachers. It worked. Reality is, money talks. And that money showed in the past how it encouraged a new crop of new teachers to come to our community that were not looking at us. Because let's face it, kids get out of school, they got debt. And if they look at a school and go, I go here, it's 30,000, I go there, and they're going to give me 37, I need to pay off this debt. And it makes some people's choices for them. And so we're trying to brighten the pot and get more of the new teachers to our state.
And you wanted to increase it to 40,000?
Mm-hmm.
What if you increased it to 50,000? That would seem like really attract a lot.
Oh, no, there's always the potential, depending what number you pick. There's also the reality of the money to do it. So in that respect, we were trying to do something that was significant enough that we felt it would move the needle, but not so significant that it moved our balance sheet to the point where we were bankrupt.
Senator, this whole issue about the MBT...
The payroll tax,
yeah,
yes.
The payroll tax not getting any lower, and that's the whole key here.
Actually, no, the key is the Constitution. They violated the Constitution. They passed two illegal tax increases. This isn't about the payroll tax necessarily. This isn't about the DMV. This is about the majority party violating the Constitution, the will of the voters. That's what this is about.
Would have you gone for their plan if the Democrats had offered to fund the education savings account to go along with this tax?
I would have never voted, nor would any of my caucus members, in my opinion, have ever voted to break the Constitution. They should have never tried to thwart the will of the people. That was wrong.
Okay, so that's really a moot point about the education savings plan if that was put on the table.
You know, you can't violate the Constitution. They should have brought it as a two-thirds bill, had discussions, negotiations, showed us legitimate need for the money, and we could have had a discussion. They didn't do that. They chose to thwart the will of the people, to say the Constitution is written in pencil, we can erase it and change it as we wish, and that what the people put in doesn't matter. That didn't sit well with my caucus.
Okay, Senator, I guess we find ourselves in this issue is because the Democrats, in a way, control both, you know, control both houses of the legislature. I haven't seen, I mean, they seem to have a really a lot grip on this. I can remember a time when the, not too long ago, I think it was 2015, when the Republicans had the majorities in both houses. Well, is there going to be a Republican rebirth in Nevada, or is this going to continue to go down to become a blue state?
You know, I hope that the citizens of the state of Nevada, it doesn't matter whether you're Republican or Democrat, you look at who you decide to elect. Who do you want to lead you? Do you want someone who's going to ignore what you put in your Constitution, or do you want someone who's going to adhere to it? And that's not a Republican or Democrat thing, I hope. Hopefully that's just a voter making their decision who they want to elect.
Okay.
You know, and so hopefully in the next election, it doesn't matter whether you're a Democrat. Hopefully you decide that you want to vote Republican because you didn't like what you saw last session. Or maybe you decide that you did like what you want last session and you want more of it. You don't care what your Constitution says. That's going to be up to the voters.
Okay, Senator, we got to close it right there. Thanks for coming on today.
Thank you, sir.
We'll be right back to wrap up this edition of Nevada Newsmakers right after these few messages.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny, Dad? What are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Thanks for watching. Just a note, you can watch all of the shows on NevadaNewsmakers.com and also on YouTube. You can also catch a lot of stories that I have written about the interviews also on NevadaNewsmakers.com. Thank you.